This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here. Day two, and the crowd continues to get larger every moment. There's stuff here this year that I've never seen before. I'm going to be taking a point of view of I got a lot of stuff to do. And that's it. I do tend to score. I went around it last night. I was shocked by the number that are already here. And today is even bigger, and tomorrow's going to be, every day this week, there's going to be a continuing trail of people coming in. And it's absolutely amazing to be here and to be a part of it. Now, I'm Arya, and I'm joined by...
Mark. I've been coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival now for over... I guess I've been more than 10 times there. We're on, what, number 19? So 20 years of yep. Pork Fests, because there is a zero. Something, the night on the Palisades or something like that is what it was called.
It's all very confusing, but yeah, basically.
It's all very confusing, yes. And then there's the Fork Fest, which is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival because, well, libertarians can't get along. And
well, I don't know about that. Libertarians can get along, but I mean, it reminds me of very much of the Libertarian Party, right? The reason the Libertarian Party and its people, they fight so viciously over these scraps that they get, this 3%, not even 3%, this 1%, 2% of the vote that they get, they fight so viciously over it, just like starving wolves fight viciously over, you know, a tiny scrap of food. This dog here, my dog, she's not going to fight anyone over her food because she's well fed.
Because there's more coming.
Yes. But for the Libertarian Party and for, you know, the Free State Project, they began to feel a success, and then they felt like something was threatening to detract from that success, and it filled them with rage and anger, and they're like, no, we're banning one of the people who has been behind the Free State migration for the last 15 years. This, of course, being Ian Freeman.
Yep, our longtime co-host.
Yeah, because as I understand it, he refused to say that he was molested or something along those lines. He engaged in some sort of sexual activity with an older person when he was younger.
Yep.
And he said, no, I consented to this. Mm-hmm. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or some people on the Free State Project Board, got really upset because he wouldn't say that he was groomed or molested or violated or raped or whatever terminology they wanted to use. And he was like, no, I consented to it. So they banned him for a year.
Oh. Well, they banned him for a year, but told him it was for life.
Did they tell him it was for life? Okay, I didn't know
that. And then he basically quit the Free State Project as a result.
Understandably.
Why wouldn't you? And more or less ended up, you know, this five-year-long, thing where... You know, Pork Fest is like, well, maybe you can come back. Well, maybe I want to come back. Well, maybe I do want to come. Maybe, you know, it's just kind of going back and forth. And so now he's invited to speak. We've come full circle now.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to have him here speaking this year based on, you know, what happened last year, which was the raid on the Crypto 6, where... myself, Ian, and four other people were arrested on March the 16th and charged with a litany of different alleged offenses, things like operating an unlicensed money-transmitting business, conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money-transmitting right. business, because they like to tack on that conspiracy charge, apparently. So, and you know,
it allows them to pad it up, yeah.
Last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the main pavilion down there was the Crypto 6 Pavilion. Now, it was hard to know that because it wasn't really branded that way. There was like a sign or something over in the corner that was, there was some sort of dispute about how that played out, but they did end up getting me speaking there, I think on Saturday of last year. It was really early in the morning, and I'm not particularly proud of what I ended up doing. I'm hoping Ian has something better, but this year it's going to be Ian there, because like after all of that, when you have some of your most well-known voices of liberty, easily recognizable people in the liberty movement, get arrested by the FBI and then stare down, you know, refuse to take plea deals and stare down a federal trial, if you're a libertarian, you kind of got to talk about that.
really, you shouldn't just ride the wave that person created and sort of ignore it and enjoy all the good stuff and forget all the bad stuff, because that seems like what the Free State Project wants to do.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, they got Ian coming here speaking, and he's doing a presentation, I believe, on the history of Free Talk Live, except it's more about what has happened since Free Talk Live moved to New Hampshire and since the FBI started paying attention to Free Talk Live, which has been going on for, 6 or 7 years at this point.
Oh, it's more than that.
Well, it's been documented to be at least 6 or... Oh, I guess it has been longer than that documented at this point.
Yeah, there's a particular FBI agent that just has a stick up his butt about Ian Freeman.
Yeah, I think the way you characterize it best, Ahab and his white whale.
White whale, yeah. It's you really see it. I mean, he's willing to sacrifice everything in order to get Ian. Just a creature that is wild and free and, just doesn't concern itself with whatever's the machinations of the state. He just goes about and does his thing.
And if you're not hurting anyone,
and he hasn't by any evidence.
No, and no one's making the claim. But I don't want to get too deeply into that particular subject. But it's just amazing here how the whole community sort of comes together behind it, even though there isn't any real impact at this point. Once trial starts, I'm curious. Will Porkfest move to the courthouse, basically?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't want my future based on, how many people show up. And I wouldn't want, I don't know. I mean, this is terrifying stuff, honestly, for you and Ian. And, I consider you guys my family, you people my family. And I want, very much for these outcomes to, not be bad. I hope we don't even have a court case. And I think that's still a possibility.
I mean, anything's possible at this point, but until then, we are going to be continuing to spread the ideas of liberty, decentralized currency, free alternatives to the warmongering USD, the war dollar, as I like to call it. But Ian, of course, is going to be here Friday for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're here every day, and we're going to be here through Forkfest. It's actually surprising to me to look around. Now, when you come to Rogers Campground, if you're actually entering the campground, they give you an orange sticker to put on your vehicle.
Yep.
And it lists your departure dates for whatever reason. I don't know why they do it that way, but whatever. It allows us to go through and look and see how many people are expecting to stay for Forkfest and how many are leaving at the end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Like I mentioned, the Wormtown trailer here next to us, who I was worried wasn't going to be here, they're staying all the way through Forkfest, so I'm excited about that. And there's a surprising number, more than I would have expected, of people who are staying through Forkfest. And you can't make it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you don't already have a ticket. You're out. You can't do it. You can buy a ticket for next year, presumably. I imagine those are available on their website. It would be silly if not, but who knows?
I don't know how you'd get a ticket anyway. I mean, I wouldn't be able to,
Well,
when someone says, no, it's not possible, I mean, my mind immediately begins trying to figure out how it is possible. But
well, I have an extra ticket, presumably, that I could sell to someone, but it would be...
They'd have to find you, and you're inside Porkfest, and that couldn't be very easy.
It would be a lot of trouble for me as well, for me to, probably, because the tickets, when I bought them, they were $195 a piece.
Good heavens.
So even if I charge someone $200 for that, is that right? That can't be right. I don't know what they were. I tend to think so. At any rate, you're not going to be able to find a ticket unless it's on the black market. Then I have no idea what you're going to be paying. But we are here, so come down and hang out with us to find out about what we're doing at Porkfest.party. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual Forkfest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. Forkfest takes place the week after Porkfest, but Forkfest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the Forkfest Forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Forkfest.party.
This is the most recent episode of Free Talk Live, presented by SACL CAI. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
There's a lot. going on here. I was just looking, and I saw it. I was like, man, that's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
It looked familiar, and I wanted to make sure that
the chakras.
It was indeed the one that I bought a little while ago, so that good choice on my part. Anyway, we are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You're 19, evidently, and it's... Last year was big. This year, it appears to be on track to be even bigger. With you in the studio, well, not in the studio, with you on site tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And we're joined now by Alex. Alex, tell me about yourself. What brings you to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Sure. Thanks for having me. My name's Alex Voss, and I'm here on behalf of the Free Cities Foundation. The Free Cities Foundation is a group looking to build alternative forms of governance across the globe. So these range from, you know, things like your generic intentional city to charter cities to prosperity zones and ultimately free private cities, where we really take a lot of the autonomy away from governments into a for-profit provider of governance services.
So, the free private cities, we advertise them a lot on Free Talk Live. I don't know to what extent you are involved with this, Mark.
I'm a supporter, and I'm involved. So, I love the idea of the free private cities. When you're talking about a service provider as a city, this isn't such a crazy idea. If you think about, for instance, a resort like Club Med, one of these resorts that can house thousands of people.
Sure.
A cruise ship, again, thousands of people. These are basically cities. Or at the very least, you know, they're functionally municipalities. They're providing all of their, you know, the power and the water and all of the things that is necessary.
Cruise ships, that feels like a bad example, though, because what I've heard about cruise ships is that they sound a lot better on paper. And when you're on one, they're actually kind of miserable.
Okay, well, I suppose you can choose to be miserable on a cruise ship. I've enjoyed the ones I've been on.
Okay. Well, I've never been on one, because I've always looked into it, and it's like, okay, but, you know, here's the commercial, but in reality, you're going to find that the pool is immediately filled every single day, and that the people who wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning are in the hot tub all day, and that all of these little venues they have, sure, I mean, they're fun, but they're also filled with people.
Right. So there's certainly, it depends on the cruise line. I mean, if you're talking about, say, Carnival or something like that, they're getting as many bodies in place as possible. And I think that the real attraction to these things is drinking alcohol on the water and having as much food as you want to eat. And
you don't need a cruise ship for that, though. You just need a boat.
You don't even need
fridge.
I mean, really, I mean, if you wanted to stay home and eat as much food as you want to eat and drink alcohol, you can do that.
Well, you got to sit in the tub, though. And sitting in the tub is less fun than being out in a lake.
Yeah, and the idea is that you have more people that are around you and things like that. So, I mean, there's a whole variety of reasons.
See, that's the selling point that I don't get, right? And that's just my antisocialness coming out, I suppose.
Sure.
But when you say, it's like having a good time with people around, it's an oxymoron.
I
understand, you know, something, and I say this here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we're expecting more than 3,000 people here over the next few days, if there aren't 3,000 people here already. But this is sort of different, and it's a huge campground.
Yep.
Where 3,000 people just doesn't feel like, we're talking about 3,000 people on a cruise ship at this point. That doesn't sound fun.
Well, nonetheless,
but this isn't a free private city. So I'm just the ones I've seen
is that I'm trying to get across is that it's strange when, let's say, you decide you're going to move to a city for whatever reason. You decide you're going to move there. You probably are going to want to figure out how to register to vote at some point.
Sure.
You're going to care about local politics. You're going to do a bunch of things. However, when I go to a hotel, I never think to myself, I wonder who the effing manager is around here. I wonder if it's the blue team or the red team. I got to get this person out of here. I'm out of my life. They got too much control. Because I just care whether the toilet flushes or not.
Well, and you can always go to a different hotel. That's really, really easy.
Well, and that's the idea of free private cities is in order to give you another place to go, an actual alternative, because there's not much as far as alternatives go.
Every acre of land
big
on the planet
or small tyranny in the United States, and that's all your choices are.
Yeah, and even if you leave the United States, there's still a state that you're going to be dealing with. Some government that wants control over you and that's going to make your life difficult.
Indeed. There is no perfect option for the libertarian out there.
Right.
But there are better and worse options in the in free private cities. And what's it called? The Free Cities Foundation?
The Free Cities Foundation. That's right.
Free Cities Foundation's whole goal is to offer you some forms of alternatives. What are some of the ideas that have been come up with here, Alex?
Sure. So I think probably the key idea that we really like to promote is the idea of the resident having an actual contract with the city operator.
Yeah.
And the reason why
social
this...
Social contract?
Exactly.
Run this by me. So the city operator, they're private business, presumably, so they have a contract with their resident, sort of like a tenant agreement, presumably?
I think that that's probably one of the good ways to think about it, yes. So if you think about how these get started, it's really a for-profit company going to a host nation and negotiating some level of autonomy. Once they have that autonomy, they can more or less buy up a plot of land, develop the infrastructure, and then hope that people move in. And as long as the people that move in sign an actual contract with them, and that contract can say whatever the operator wants, but presumably it's in their interest to make it, as simple and straightforward as possible, then people have actually voluntarily opted into a system as opposed to this mythical social contract.
Yeah, I would definitely prefer the people writing these contracts to not use a bunch of legalese and jargon and things like that. I like the plain English version of these things. And there are some companies that will do them, but, it's rare because if something legal happens, well, attorneys really like all that legalese because
yes.
It justifies their existence.
Agreed, 100%. And, although it's an attorney that sort of founded the free private cities idea, he doesn't like that stuff either.
Okay.
And here on Free Talk Live, we've talked for a very long time. We've said things like, most of the world operates, most people think in a libertarian fashion. You break something, You make good for it.
Right.
The whole world's libertarian, and then the lawyers get involved, right? They use the fringe cases to set the tone, and then, everything goes haywire. And I think that this is really the opportunity, is that free private cities, the idea is that you can have whatever you think that works. Now, if socialism works, then why not? Why don't all the socialists move to one place and, run a socialist city?
That I would love to see
that. Has equality and stuff.
Well, it wouldn't work, and they know it wouldn't work.
Indeed.
And I think that's why they won't do it. They know that they're not going to attract, engineers and biochemists and all of these other ultra-specialized careers to their socialist commune.
Well, then the alternative is that libertarians can set up a libertarian place and try to attract, people who want to live under those terms. And if that's the case, if we are able to negotiate with some country to create something like this, then we're all the better for it. Alex, has there been any...
hold that thought. We're going to have to get back into it. Alex, you're of the Free Cities Foundation.
Right.
So, what is the website?
FreePrivateCities.com.
FreePrivateCities.com. There's more people from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. St. Louis Fed President James Bullard says we have some work to do when it comes to the central bank tackling inflation. It's running at a 40-year high, and the Fed has raised interest rates in a bid to fight back. However, he insisted the labor market is very good and the economy should grow as the months go on. The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans is holding a hearing on last month's Uvalde school shooting, which left 21 victims dead. Director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Stephen McGraw, blames law enforcement leadership for the response to the shooting.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
USA Radio News. The Supreme Court rules in favor of school choice.
The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that religious schools cannot be excluded from a Maine program that offers tuition aid for private education, a decision that could ease religious organizations' access to taxpayer money. The biggest effect of the court's 6-3 decision beyond Maine will be neighboring Vermont, which has a similar program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee investigating the Capitol attack is continuing their investigation, and on Tuesday they heard from Georgia elections official Gabriel Sterling, who testified that he lost it when he found out a Dominion Voting Systems employee received threats during the 2020 presidential election.
I lost my temper, but it seemed necessary at the time because it was just getting worse.
Georgia's Secretary of State also testifying Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It doesn't rain often or for long periods of time. It will rain for 10 minutes, and it will drop an entire ocean's worth of water on you, and then it will be sunny and humid and miserable. That happens at least one day every year. Hasn't happened yet this year, so come on up. The fun is just beginning. We have not gotten that miserable squall that we get every year. But, of course, you can't make it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival unless you already have tickets, or unless you can find them on the black market. I'm sure whatever version of the Silk Road there is right now, if I was able to, I would sell my extra Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket there. But anyway, I say that almost
every time. It's a studio. This is a studio.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, this is our mobile studio.
It's Aria and Mark, of course, and we're being joined by Alex of the Free Cities Foundation. I keep wanting to call it the Free Private Cities Foundation because I've heard the phrase Free Private City so many times.
Yes.
Because
I'm running the ad.
Yes. We run the ad constantly here on Free Talk Live. So to me, that's what has stuck out of my mind. So we started talking about some of these projects. One of the, I don't know if you guys are involved with the seasteading or anything like that. Like the sea, I know there's the Seasteading Institute. I don't know to what extent the Free Cities Foundation actually is involved in it. But one of the most intriguing ones that I've seen were these sort of hexagon-shaped seasteading facilities that would, like, link up with like-minded people, and you sort of form a city that way. And if you decided you didn't want to be part of that city anymore, you just unhook your hexagon from the beacomb and you go find a different one. That sort of thing seems ideal to me, because the ocean, there's no scrap of land on this earth that isn't claimed by a state.
Yeah.
But they haven't claimed every drop of water.
Not every drop of water, no. But when it comes to oceans, there's for one, it's a highly corrosive environment. Right?
I mean, oh, sure.
And it's not as bad as outer space, but it's got some problems. Also, I'm of the opinion that seasteading is probably, you know, it's a great sort of fictional idea.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I don't think we're going to see an actual seasteading city at any point. And it's too much work for too little a reward, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how big a city is, and I don't know what would necessarily have to occur to make it happen, but I am somewhat skeptical about the idea. And, you know, I mean, I hope the best for them. I know the Free Private Cities isn't going to come down and say, seasteading's a bad idea. I'm not saying seasteading's a bad idea, certainly.
Certainly not. I didn't think you were.
I would only say that, you know, from an efficiency standpoint, it's probably better just to hop in your car and drive to the next, or maybe take an Uber to the next city over and rent a place in the city that's less tyrannical than the one that you're in.
So I remember the Free Private Cities thing, or ZA is the terminology that sticks most probably in my mind. But that's sort of let's say that's back burner to avoid all of the history there and what's actually going on. I know there's some government somewhere that is upset and trying to undo the ZAs. And then you have, of course, the government in Florida. What you had basically there in Florida was a special economic zone carved out for Disney.
Yes.
And now Florida, like governments tend to do, is backing out of that deal.
It's trying. I would think that if I had to come down on that, Disney's got big lawyers. So does the government of Florida. This should be a very interesting thing. I think that the big winner there is going to be the DeSantis campaign. And
you
the big loser
so?
Is
I
going
know.
To be the taxpayers of the state of Florida.
Okay, I'm with you on the losers. I just don't see DeSantis benefiting too much from
this. Well, if DeSantis can paint Disney as woke and child-grooming weirdos...
See, that's let's talk about that real quick.
Because this is exactly what Alex wanted it for his interview.
Welcome to the show.
It's that kind of show, ladies and gentlemen.
The movie Lightyear is out right now, and evidently people are up in arms. Now, Lightyear, for those who don't know, it's a fictional portrayal of the character that Buzz Lightyear off Toy Story was.
To infinity and beyond!
Yes, that he was based off of. It's the show that Andy watched, presumably. It was like, I love this show. And that's how Buzz Lightyear, he's a character on that show. So presumably, there's a lesbian couple kissing at some point during the movie Lightyear.
Okay.
And conservatives on social media, at least, are really up in arms about this. The most bizarre one I've seen was them saying that this is, you know, them grooming kids. But they never make that statement about any straight couples kissing in any Disney movies, and that goes back even further. To me, it's an interesting insight into the minds of conservatives. Like, oh, so that's why you wanted all of these straight couples kissing in your movies, because you were grooming kids?
Well, I don't know what it means, but I think that it seems clawing and pathetic to, you know, represent small minorities. Like, it seems like they're trying really hard, right? Like we just have to marginalize all the normal folks and have the strangest of things in order to show our our signal to signal.
But no one would say they were being heterophobic or homophobic if they had a straight couple in the movie kissing.
I don't think they would.
It seems unique to the fact that this is not the norm, But there are plenty of gay couples out there, and personally, I don't have any issue with, you know, if a movie wants to portray a gay couple, if gay people exist, right?
I don't have a problem with it. I think that when you've walked into the minefield when you're dealing with kids, right? And I'm willing to go down, down on the statement and say, look, if you wanted me to create the perfect nuclear family for a given child, I would say that family would probably have mom and dad and a grandma, a couple of grandmas and a couple of grandpas, and they'd all live in close proximity to each other, and they wouldn't be raging alcoholics. And
yeah, that would be a more important thing than what gender the people involved were, right?
No, I don't think it necessarily. I think that all of it comes into perfection, right?
Hold on,
because this is really important. Life isn't perfect.
Right.
Right? So what I would, if I have to move my pieces on the board and I have, say, a gay couple or a lesbian couple or whatever, these days, I don't even know what terminology is acceptable, but let's just use the LGBT terminology. If I have this and I need to put together a family, I'm willing to sacrifice raging alcoholic over heterosexuality, right? Like, I'd rather have one than the other. But
sure.
I will go ahead and say that all of these pieces would create the perfection. Perfection doesn't exist. Like, in my family, we're largely this, but I yell, you know? Like, you hear me talking right now. I'm not a, you know, like, when I get upset, my voice gets louder, and I yell. Sometimes I cuss. And I wouldn't call that a perfect family.
When Ian was in jail, the compressor that I bought, I put on a sticker on the front.
Mark settings.
To remove Mark's markiness.
Right.
Because, like, we needed a dedicated compressor just for your voice and when you get excited.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, you're right. We didn't really mean to get off into those weeds. But it's good, I think, for people who share opinions to be able to coordinate and to work together for mutual goals. And that's what we see here in the Free State Project, which, for better or worse, is the most successful thus far if we've seen of these Liberty migrations. And maybe these free private cities, maybe not all of them are Liberty migrations. So
right, that's a very important point, is that free private cities is intended to be a model that anybody can use. I'm sorry, Alex. Go ahead and give your two cents on this.
No, I think the case of DeSantis in the Special Creek District in Florida is actually quite an interesting one. It's not so obvious that from a free private city standpoint, at least, that it's something that we should or should not support. I don't think we necessarily have a strong view one way or the other. The reason why is it's pretty clearly, it has the advantage of having a little bit of autonomy, and it's operated, and that's why the streets are very nice and clean and all of that. But it's also, at the same time, very much built for the special privilege of Disney. Special interests, exactly.
Yeah.
A free private city is really a bit of a different...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to talk more about the Free Private Cities Foundation. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we're not taking live calls today because we are on site at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I was a bit distracted because I'm watching my dog just like walk up to random people because they give her attention. And she's learned from walking around with me and Keen, which is where we normally broadcast out of, the difference between someone who wants to pay attention to her and someone who doesn't, right? If someone makes eye contact with her, she knows when she's being greeted and she wants to go and say hello. So she's just constantly doing that. You could come say hello to her, but you've got to come for ForkFest. It's at ForkFest.party. That's the unofficial website. There are no tickets for ForkFest, so if you want, all you have to do is show up, and that gets you in. If you bought a ticket for ForkFest, then you got ripped off. Now, the Porcupine Freedom Festival does have tickets, but you can't really easily get them. There may be some available on the black market or something like that, but it's sold out. ForkFest, however, you can find out about it at ForkFest.party. We'll be here. I'll be here through the entire thing. I don't know who else will be here through the entire thing, but it's going to be a good time regardless. With you today, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And we're joined now by Alex of the Free Cities Foundation, talking about alternatives to the Free State Project, because I don't want to paint it like as a competitor, but a complementary idea that exists parallel and is working for similar but not identical goals. We left off by talking about the reality that if you have one of these things set up, it doesn't necessarily have to be a Liberty City. If you want to set up a tyranny city, a Nazi city, if you want, and you could, you know, draw people
define
into that
Nazism
idea.
First, I think, is what you're going to need to do. Well, it's difficult.
We everyone here knows what I mean.
Show an extreme example.
Everyone here knows what I mean, right?
Right.
And if you want to have a city that's dedicated to, you know, racist authoritarianism, then you could have that. I wouldn't go to it, and I suspect no one here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival
like
would go to
it. Doesn't for a visit to me either.
But, I mean, you do have people like Scott the Bigot, who is a regular caller.
Somebody's
going to
want to visit.
He wouldn't want to visit. He would want to live there.
So the idea of free private cities, as I understand it, at this point, it's just an idea. Like, Alex, would you say there's a free private city?
No, I'd say that there are a number of attempts that approximate it, but no free private cities in the world today.
And we're keeping an eye on some places, including New Hampshire, as places that may be good ideas. But New Hampshire's really a different concept. The hope, I think, with free private cities is that you go to some government jurisdiction and say, hey, we'd like to try our thing, and we'd like as little intervention from you as possible, and we'll send you money. And that's the idea.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And as Aria said earlier, you know, I don't think it's necessarily competitive to the Free State Project. It's not competitive to the Libertarian Party. It's another strategy in which people can go about trying to obtain freedom in the world. And it depends on the person and their preferences. And as Mark, you like to say, you know, you have to pick the types of freedoms that you're focused on. And if some of those are, if you want, you know, tax freedom, then a free private city might in fact be the right place. If you prefer living with other libertarians in the free state, maybe more, a more viable option in the short run. So I think Mark's right about that.
I think this is why Ian and I drive you crazy, Mark, because I'm not willing to horse trade freedoms. And okay. I imagine Ian comes from a very similar, if not identical, perspective of, no, I'm either free or I'm not free. I'm not going to barter with you and say, okay, I will submit to your tyranny here if I can be free in this regard. To me, it's an all-or-nothing game, and I want my freedom, and I'm not going to stop until I have it.
Or you won't.
Or the government will, me the opposite of maximum unfreedom by, you know, trying me in a federal court and throw me in federal prison. You know, that's the way this is
that
played. I'm either free.
Realm of possibility.
Yes.
And for me, I think that you absolutely the course of the course of human history arcs towards freedom.
Yes.
And it doesn't arc towards freedom because everybody got it all at once. It arcs towards freedom because we've gotten dribs and drabs and little bits. And we defend some and we lose others and a variety of things and over time. So I think the best way to do it is to get the most freedom. And another thing that I think is really sort of confusing for people, let's use trash pickup for a second. So trash pickup occurs in a variety of different places, a variety of different ways. It's usually about the same amount of money. For $20 to $30 a month, you're getting your trash picked up. Now, you could do it in Sarasota, Florida, where the garbage men will leave stuff because you didn't properly bundle it and you didn't properly, do it or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So then this is the, municipal trash pickup. It has to, you have to follow the rules, surf, or you don't get your trash picked up.
Right.
Or Keene, New Hampshire, where you can leave a jumble of garbage out there because somebody's paid to pick it up. They're willing to, they say to themselves, well, I either pick up this trash or they'll find somebody who will, and they'll probably charge the same amount.
Sure.
So both of these are a service provider, but they're providing very similar services. The problem is we don't know how much is waste. And we don't know how much is profit. And we don't know any of this stuff. And it's because the government takes over some monopolizes some services.
Right.
And that's the difficulty. I want to separate the government from as many services as possible and find the most efficient, and I think competition is the best way to do this. So I would like to see a city service provider provide me with very little.
Sure.
They just
and I have to clarify, my position on this has softened to some extent. I don't know if I want to say that I'm willing to horse trade freedoms, but it has become abundantly clear that rather than giving me my freedom, the U.S. government wants to go the exact opposite direction.
Yeah, they weren't going to ever make that choice.
Well, we had to test that out to be sure.
That's fine.
And we tested it out, and now the results are in. They would rather throw me in federal prison than allow me to live a life of non-aggression. So
my recommendation
at this point, it's not about horse trading freedoms. It's more about, okay, well, that didn't work. Let's try a different approach.
And look, it's been 20 years doing Free Talk Live for me, and I can see what's not going to work and what is. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to watch, well, this chasing the meter maid thing around is just a bunch of horse crap,
That was a series of really poor decisions in the history. That's what the Keene libertarians are known for. The free staters in the Keene area, that's what they're known for now. And it was so easy to, how do you take putting money in meters for people so they don't get parking tickets? How do you take that and behave in such a way that the press you get about it becomes negative? Well, you have to fail in a monumental way.
It's because statists are incredibly good at using the cathedral in repainting things. I mean, people in Keene really did appreciate the Robin Hooders putting...
No, they don't. No, they didn't. Talk to the people in Keene.
Well, that's later. Like, their opinion changed.
Okay.
You know, over time. I mean, at first it's like, hey, wow, I didn't get a ticket. That's really awesome. You know, and now it's like, but they bothered Mary, or whatever the meter maid's name was.
Well, because that part was avoidable.
Some lunatic comes back from Iraq as a veteran and says, this was worse than Iraq, working as a meter maid in Keene, New Hampshire. Are you telling me that I should listen to that as though that's sanity coming out of somebody's mouth?
No, absolutely not. However, it was an avoidable conversation to be had in the first place. That could have been avoided by just not, I don't want to use the word harassing because they weren't harassing the meter, but by avoiding the meter attendants. The entire thing could have been avoided.
The reason that they went after the meter attendants is that's the most efficient way to do it.
Yeah,
right?
They're not wrong, right? I mean, if you just walk in front of that person, then they can't give out tickets.
I was here for all of it, and I have sympathy for everybody who was in the situation, but I gotta say, it clearly was a PR loss. And that's because people love states.
Well, no, it's because Stephen Colbert ripped the Free Keene people apart.
And
it
they
was
participated.
Funny. They did, but they had to know what they were getting into,
they
right?
They absolutely knew what they were getting into, and they're like, oh, it's gonna be publicity. You know,
well, it was.
All publicity is good publicity.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well,
but you know,
then Stephen Colbert must have been good publicity.
I don't know. It could have been spun into good publicity, I guess. But anyway, no, it certainly was not. So that's what's happening here in New Hampshire. There are other things going on. What's the most promising? What are you keeping, if you can say, what are you keeping your eye on, Alex, these days? What has you most intrigued?
Sure, yeah. I think there are a couple of things that I have to be tight-lipped about, and hopefully we can come back and talk about those in the future. I would say...
You can count on it.
As a little bit of a teaser, you know, I think, it is very clear that this idea is growing in interest. You know, special economic zones are a thing of the past. There are 5,000 of them across the globe, and they don't really offer anything new. So governments are being forced to provide additional autonomy to places like free private cities. And in that regard, we are, in fact,
do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.